I have been to Victoria's Secret. I had a reason. You know, as a man, you need a reason to be in Victoria's Secret. You can't just be in there like, I'm looking around. See what you ladies are buying. It's getting my wife something for Valentine's Day. You have to reach a point in a relationship where you can get a woman something from Victoria's Secret. It's not like a first date thing, like, thanks for meeting me for dinner. I got you a bustier. Why don't you go in the baño and throw that on? Secretly, every guy wants to go in Victoria's Secret. We walk by the mall, we're like, one day. One day I'll have a reason. Because, you know, we've seen the catalog. You don't have to search out the catalog. It just shows up in your mail. You're like, oh, what's this? Seems like there's some good articles in here. If I wasn't married, I could get rejected by all these women. And guys, we're just dumb enough. We see that Victoria's Secret store and we think, maybe that's where those models live. They're probably in there right now walking around in angel's wings. Probably in there having a pillow fight right now. If I could find a practical reason to go in there, it would be amazing! And then you finally go into Victoria's Secret and it's like a Greyhound bus station. What are you guys in between shifts in here? Where's all the angels? There's just stressed out sales ladies with headsets on. Underwear, underwear, underwear. Where's the open bar? But you're still a guy in a woman's underwear store, and you don't want to look like a creep. That's why every man at Victoria's Secret has the same expression on his face of boring. This place is boring because I'm not a pervert. There's nothing stimulating in here because it's boring to me, especially those huge posters of supermodels, mostly naked. Boring. I didn't know what I was looking for, so I went up to a sales lady who had the warmth of a TSA screener. What do you want? Nothing. I didn't touch anything. I'm leaving. Trying to be discreet. I was like, look, I'm looking for something for my wife. She's very intelligent. She's creative. Because you can't say I'm looking for a slutty outfit. She volunteers. She's organized. Maybe that French maid's outfit would be good. And I was thrown because the sales lady was like, what size? And I was like, size? Female? Small? Because you don't want to guess too big. You don't want to be like, hey, you'll grow into it. I thought you was much bigger. You can't ask a stranger like, hey, excuse me there, lady. You look like you got a keister like my wife's. What size undies you got there? Maybe you could try on this outfit I got. I just wanted it over with. When I was paying, I assumed the awkwardness was over until they handed me my purchase in a bright pink Victoria's Secret bag that I had to carry around the mall the rest of the day that might as well have just said pervert on the side. Me and my ladies' undies. I like ladies' undies so much I got a bag full of them. Heading into Burger King. Yeah, I'll have a Whopper with cheese and a small fries for the ladies' undies. When I got home, I realized you have to find the right time to give your gift from Victoria's Secret. You can't be like, hey, when you're done changing that diaper, I got another changey-poo for you. It's a little gift from me to you that's really for me. Because if you're buying a woman something from Victoria's Secret, it's really a gift for you. It's like, here, I got me this. Thank you. I'm welcome. I'm never going back there again. I don't know.